In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we're continuing with a new era. Luisa Picaretta tells us that Jesus taught her. And we're in volume 12, March 2nd, 1921, and we're in the second part of this. And she says, then since I was sad because of Jesus' absence, okay, again, Luisa didn't have a vision or an apparition or a locution like the mystics, like the saints do. She was actually in the presence of Jesus. And when she didn't see Jesus, she says, I can't breathe. My heart doesn't beat. She says, there's no joy in me. We see the closeness that Jesus had with Luisa. And the church will one day give us an understanding of what Luisa went through. It's more than what the saints went through. And you, as you read, as you study, you will see this. It's very, very clear. But Jesus appeared and says, my daughter Luisa, be cheered. Come into my most holy divine will. Be joyful. Come into my most holy divine will. The wonderful thing about reading the Book of Heaven is you are always filled with joy. You're always filled with happiness. Jesus is speaking to you. And this was really beautiful about the little children of the Holy Divine Will who read, they're happy. And I can always tell when somebody's not reading. They're worried, they're fearful, they're anxious, complaining, negative. Jesus said to his apostles 2,000 years ago, do not worry. He says, does worry add one moment to your life? And he says, of course it doesn't. And then he says, stop worrying. This is a command from Jesus. A lot of people are upset in these days. They're very concerned about their family, their friends, their neighbors, very concerned about the situations in the world. Jesus says very, very clearly, you do what I want. He says this to Luisa, you do what I want, and I'll do what you want. And again, all that you care about, all that you desire is going to be answered by Jesus himself. Our Lord loves us very much, and he, as we enter into his will, we participate one with him. And so he says the same thing to us. Be cheered. Be joyful. Be peaceful. Be happy. He says those that are worried, fearful, anxious, and complaining and negative, he says, they're anticipating hell. They don't trust God. Jesus gave us, or Pope St. John Paul II gave us the divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Because things are going to get tough. And if we don't trust in Jesus, we'll be filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And this is not what God wants for us. Be cheered. Be joyful. And then he says this to Luisa, I chose you among thousands and thousands of people so that my most holy divine will may have full completion in you, Luisa, so that you may be like a rainbow of peace with its seven colors to attract other souls to live in my most holy divine will. Now think about that. What Jesus is telling Luisa is she was chosen as we are chosen. We have been predestined by God to live at this time. Why are we here at this time? Be among thousands and thousands of people, God wants us to be living at this time so that what? God's most holy divine will, finding its full completion in Luisa, and now it's beginning to happen in us, we will be like rainbows of peace. With these seven colors, that's going to attract other souls, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers who don't want the divine will, slowly but surely, you will attract these souls, other souls, to live in God's most holy divine will. This is what's happening. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. As you live a joy-filled life, a peaceful life, a happy life, a life of heaven, souls will come to you. Souls will say to you, how are you living like this? Don't you see what's happening? Don't you understand what's happening? And we're going to say to them, nothing to worry about. God is calling us to live in his will. The kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to worry about. A new era has come. And we begin to live this new era now. Jesus says this, therefore, let us leave the earth aside. Leave all the troubles of the earth aside, all the worries of the earth aside, all the problems of the earth aside. Up until now, Jesus says, I have kept you, Louisa, with me in order to appease my divine justice. What does that mean? Louisa, in her sufferings, would appease the justice of God. Because Jesus said to Louisa, Louisa, are you willing to suffer for your brothers and sisters? Are you willing to suffer that my justice may be appeased? Someone has to go through this suffering. I went through it, Jesus said on the cross. My mother went through it. Her heart was pierced. Would you be willing to go through this, Louisa, this suffering? And Louisa said, yes, fiat. Yes, I give my fiat. Therefore, he says, leave the earth aside. You're with me to appease my divine justice. Now, it's the same thing for us. We can be worried. We can be fearful. We can be anxious. We can be complaining. We can be negative. We can sin. But Jesus says to us, are you willing to put this aside so that the kingdom can be established on earth, in you, on earth, as it is in heaven? And when we say yes, God goes, good. He says, because of this, you will prevent greater chastisements from being poured upon the earth. Think about that. Chastisements for your friends, your families, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. You're helping bring about peace to everyone around you. See, Jesus says, I want the divine will in the midst of creatures. I want the divine will there. Our job is to live a peaceful, joyful, and happy life amid the storms that are all around us. We trust in Jesus. Remember Jesus on the waves in the boat, the boats being tossed back and forth. The apostles were terrified. Jesus is asleep in the front of the boat. And they scream out to Jesus, save us, we're going to die. And Jesus stood up and said, enough, silent. And everything became calm. I believe he was saying that to his apostles, silent, trust me. Believe in me. Hope in me. Silence. And his voice of silence calmed everything down. The nature obeyed God. What God is looking into us, he's looking and he's saying to us, are you willing to trust me? Jesus, I trust in you. Are you willing to stand and believe that? And he says, if you do, watch what I will do. Our confidence is in Jesus. It's like the woman who touched the hem of Jesus's garment. In Leviticus, it says, the Messiah will heal by the hem of his garment. when Jesus turned around, he looked, who did this? Who believes that I am the Messiah? Out of all these people, who believes? And he looked at the woman and he said, because of your faith, you are healed. Faith in what? Faith in Jesus. Trusting in Jesus. Confident in Jesus. He says, now, Jesus says, let us allow the current of human evil to run. Let what's happening, Jesus says. Don't worry about it. Let them do what they want to do. I, Jesus says, want you with me. It's not to worry about anything but trusting in God, believing in God, hoping in God. I want you in my most holy divine will, in my volition, to be occupied with preparing this new era of my most holy divine will, where there will be peace, joy, and happiness. I want you to begin to live this now. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity. I want you to be peaceful, full of peace, joyful, full of joy and happy. Why? Because we trust in Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We hope in Jesus. Jesus says, as you move forward on the path of my holy divine will, the rainbow of peace will form. It's the end of sin, the end of complaining, the end of negativity. The rainbow of peace will form, which will form the link of connection between the divine will and the human will. So finally, heaven and earth are meeting. Heaven and earth are kissing, scripture says. It's finally happening. Your life becomes full of peace and joy. And Jesus says, when this connection happens, from it, my most holy divine will have life on earth, as God began with Adam in the Garden of Eden. Eden will come. Life on earth is Eden. Life on earth is paradise. Life on earth is heaven. And this, Jesus says, will be the beginning of the fulfillment of my prayer, the Our Father, the prayer of the Holy Church. May your kingdom come on earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything's happening right now. You have to understand what Jesus is bringing about is the third era, this era of peace, joy, and happiness, this era that the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. And he has asked us to be alive at this time. Why? To go through terror? No, that's not the reason. The terror comes if you're not with Jesus Christ. There will be wailing and grinding of teeth if you're not with Jesus Christ. He's our Lord. He's our Master. He's our Savior. He's our King. He's our God. If we're with Jesus, there's no fear. There's no worry. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. It's all peace, joy, and happiness. It's heaven. So the Lord is looking at us, and he gives us the confidence in him as we read the book of heaven. He's speaking to Louisa, but he's talking to us who are linked to Louisa. And he says, do you want what I gave to Louisa? Do you want to live the joy-filled, peaceful, happy life that I gave to Louisa? He says, if you do, he says, come to me. Watch what I'm going to do. A new era has begun. There's nothing to be afraid of. God loves us very much. So let us pray. We present all our petitions. Let us pray and with the relic that on this cross, the relic of the true cross, we pray that we be freed of our ego and our will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, and we ask that we be divinely healed, and we ask that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.